Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Another thing about having a job that's not right. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Had a fun day yesterday. A lot of great feedback. Thank you so much. Yesterday's show, we were talking about the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, jump out of bed, just over broke. I'm going to hit on that a little bit today, and then we'll get into a different topic. But boy, you want to get me fired up, man. Do you want to get the juices flowing? Just start talking about it's not that bad. It's not that bad having a job, and I would agree with you for a certain part of that. But anyway, hey, before we go any further, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the world-famous EverydaySaturday.com. If you haven't checked out the new site, today's May 23rd, 2014, Friday, heading into a Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much to our brave men and women that have served our country, allowing people like me to get out there and afford me the freedom to go do what I want, when I want, with who I want, while you stand on guard. Thank you so much. Some gave all gave some, and it's very special. United States of America, no better place in the world to live, man. I'm so happy, grateful to be a U.S. citizen, and thank you so much to all our veterans out there and those of you that are serving right now. We love you, and we appreciate everything you do. I know you have a job, and you do it well, and you have a passion to do that job. And let me tell you something, man. Awesome. 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 So let's segue into the entrepreneurial part of the Everyday Saturday podcast. If you're brand new and you're listening for the first time, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just head on over to iTunes, search for Sam Crowley, Everyday Saturday. You'll see the show there. Leave us a 5-star rating so others can find the show. You can also go to everydayissaturday.com, click on the podcast button, and away you go. Hundreds and hundreds of shows there archived for you. The crazy guy from Cincinnati, Ohio, who quit his job May 6, 2005, went for it, went broke, now built the dream and built the platform, and I shout into a microphone every day to inspire you to get after your very own Saturday. So yesterday I recorded the show, and it was all about the journey of the broke. And I posted something on Facebook about, you know, having a job. I just can't believe I was 37 years old and I was still taking orders from the man. And, you know, most people don't like their job. And I guess it's not politically correct and get into all of that. Listen to the show May 22nd, 2014, if you want to get the whole skinny on that. You know, one more thing I was thinking about when I was working out at the gym this morning is another thing is about just being free. You know what I mean? Just having freedom to be able to do what you want to do. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, thank you to our U.S. servicemen and women who give us the freedom to do whatever we want with who we want, when we want, but we don't really do that. You know what I mean? It's like you can wake up and legally, okay, within reason, you can do whatever it is you want to do today, but most people aren't going to do that today. You have complete freedom, okay? You don't live in a dictatorship. You're not living in an oppressed society. You know, you're living in a world. You're living in a place where you have the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do. But most of us build this prison that we put ourselves in, and we live there for an incredibly long time. And we don't give ourselves enough credit, you know. And we sit there and think, I can't do it. I'm just not going to do it. I'm still going to go to this job, or I'm still going to go to this business, or I'm still going to sit at home and torture myself to try to come up with a concept that I don't really want to do, but I think I can make some money doing it. Look, you know you can do whatever it is you want, right? I mean, if you want to quit your job, just quit your job. Now, you got to understand, there's consequences, there's repercussions that are going to follow. The health insurance is going to stop. The 401k contributions are going to stop. I mean, you got to put a little bit of planning into it, but you can still do it. You know, there's no rule that says you can't do that. And when I quit, and I thought about that, I said, I just want freedom. That's all I want. I just want freedom. Don't you just want freedom? Just say yes. Yes, Sam, I want freedom. Just say it. The more you say it, you're going to own it. But what do you want freedom to do? That's the other thing. You got all this freedom now. Careful what you wish for. You wake up, you're free. You know, one of the weirdest feelings in the world was the Monday after the Friday. I woke up with no job. That was wild. Now, I had this crazy Quiznos that I was running. I had to be in Columbus, Ohio to be in the training store to get yelled at by that 5'7" guy that was, you know, running me ragged trying to teach me how to run the store. But it was really weird waking up not putting on a suit and tie for the first time in 15 years. I mean, I can equate it, I guess, to, you know, you hear these professional athletes, football players, baseball players, whatever, they retire and they're lost. You know, they don't know what to do. Where do I go? What do I do? I'm used to being around the guys, and I'm used to being in the locker room, and I'm used to playing on Sundays or whenever the sport was being played. And now I don't have that. And I think looking back, that was the number one biggest by far, not even a close second. It wasn't even anything to do with the steady money that wasn't coming in anymore. It was camaraderie and the relationships that you have, the friendships, just seeing people. Now, you know, sure, hanging out at the water cooler is about one of the useless, you know, choices of time you're ever going to make in your entire life, hanging around. But then there's something where that camaraderie, you're part of a team and everybody working together, and there is a part of that that you miss. So you got to fill that void. You know, there's certain voids that you need to fill when you're, when you go after your dream. Really, it's just you. And sometimes you feel like you're out on an island. So you got all this freedom, but yet that's the good news. And the bad news is you got all this freedom. You know, if you're working from home, you got all these distractions, the remote control's right there, the refrigerator's right there. I mean, you could seriously just spend the whole morning going back and forth from the TV to the refrigerator. I wouldn't recommend that. You're going to go broke pretty quickly. So what do you do to fill the void? Well, you got to get out and you got to network people. The internet's awesome. It's huge. There's billions of people online and you can connect and sell products. And I think that's great. And I would highly recommend you do that. But also, get out in your local community. There's a great book that was written many, many years ago called Acres of Diamonds in Your Own Backyard. And it's been a long time since I read the book, but my best recollection of the book, my takeaway from it was there's millions of dollars in your own town, in your own hometown. You know, if you want to go help a business rank better on the internet, you want to help businesses do Google Hangouts, you want to help businesses in social media, blogging, website, that's just one idea. Maybe you want to help businesses, you know, do something completely different. It's up to you. You know, there's acres of diamonds in your own backyard. The story of Dustin Salisbury that I talk about often, where he was working as a military police in the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio, and he would work the graveyard shift, 11 to 7. And then he'd come home and he would search Craigslist for appliances, buy them, you know, a refrigerator for $50, and then bring it home, clean it up, and sell it for $300 the next day or that week, you know, and make a 600% profit on his money. That was in his own backyard. He wasn't driving to Indiana or Michigan or anything like that. He's just driving within a 30, 40-mile radius. There was acres of diamonds in his own backyard. You might be thinking, well, he wasn't making much money. Well, he was pulling in an extra $5,000 to $6,000 a month. I don't know. I mean, would an extra $5,000 to $6,000 a month help? And yeah, it was a little bit of grunt work, but I guess it's all about what you want to do. You know, I've always said, and somebody interviewed me, I think I shared this on a podcast a while back as well. Gabe Strom interviewed me on his podcast a while back. He's like, "Hey man, what would you do if you lost everything?" I said, and I was talking to my buddy, Billy Donovan last night. We went and grabbed the Guinness and we solved the world's problems in 3 hours. When we grabbed the Guinness, take a couple sips, and we just dive into religion, politics, every third rail you can imagine, man, and we solve all the world's problems. And we don't agree on a lot of things, actually, but the one thing we do agree on is it's great to have freedom. He's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. And we both just don't want to have a job. We want the freedom. But anyway, Gabe Strom was interviewing me on his podcast, and I was talking to Billy last night about the same concept. And it was simply, what would you do if you lost everything? I said, I'd go to Home Depot, charge a zero-turn mower on my Home Depot account, and I would start mowing lawns. And Gabe, he was speechless. You know, Billy got it. He's like, yeah, I get it, dude. I get it. I mean, I want to stay active. I want to stay busy. I don't care. I mean, I would get right back now. Would I want to do that the rest of my life? I don't know. Maybe I'd build a $10 million lawn mowing service. I mean, I know how to run a business. I know how to work hard. But, I mean, we're talking about survival mode. All right. Gabe's question was, what would you do if you lost everything? Okay, so you're talking, I got 3 kids to feed, a wife, and I've got bills that got to get paid. I got to go into survival mode. I don't care. Maybe I would take 3 jobs just to get the money coming in and get health insurance paid for and go mow lawns. See, for me, it's everything else is ego. Okay. So many people are paralyzed because they think they're too good for a particular position, job. Look, I talked about it yesterday. I always say having a job isn't bad. Having a job means you're weak, is in my opinion, unless you're the CEO or you're way, way up the pyramid. Having a job simply means that you don't have the confidence in yourself to go out there and run your own business, your own book of business. And again, I'm talking about the 80% of the people that don't like their job. You're in a weak frame, okay? I'm not saying you're weak, even though I said you're weak. I mean, you're in a state where you feel like you need a little bit of hand-holding. You need to be in an incubator. That's cool. Totally get that. Temporarily. I've been weak many times, guys. Listen to me. All right? I'm not going to posture and say I'm the end-all, be-all, know-it-all, I know everything. That's asinine. And anybody who tries to present themselves that way is fooling you and fooling me. Well, hopefully they're not fooling you. They're not fooling me. They're fooling themselves because nobody has all the answers. If you're in a weak state of mind, go get a job. Go get your health insurance paid for. Get the bills coming in. But at some point in time, you got to make the leap, if only to say, I tried. If only to say that I went after my dream. Who cares if you failed? Nobody, I mean, nobody, you're already envisioning this. The most, your mind, your subconscious can't tell the difference between an actual event that has occurred or what you are presenting in your mind as a vision, all this fear and worry and self-doubt that might occur. It doesn't know any difference between the two. So if you're all anxious and you're all, you know, worrisome and full of fear, your subconscious, it's just going to say, all right, let's get in that state. I mean, let's match that thought process with an actual event. And you're going to end up failing. And you're going to end up realizing exactly that movie that's playing in your mind over and over and over again. You're going to realize that, which is unfortunate because it's just as easy to have faith. It's just as easy to be positive as it is to have a negative thought and live in a state of fear. I know because I've been in both situations. You know, most of the things, as Mark Twain says, I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which have never happened to me. You know, so as you sit around and worry and you sit around and get anxious and you sit around and think, oh, my God, if I left my job, for example, we'll use that as an example because that's a big leap. And a lot of the individuals that listen to this podcast have either done that, are in the process of doing that, or want that to be the end goal for them. So my advice to them would be, look, it's just as easy to paint a picture of success in your mind. It's just as easy to realize that day where you raise your arms and say, man, I did it. This is awesome. This is great. Because your subconscious is going to get triggered and it's going to match that. It's going to match that reality. Say, wow, things are going great. We're going to deliver exactly what we're feeling right now. Let's make it happen. Now, where I stop short of all of this, where other people keep going with it and they talk about manifesting. Hey, that's cool. You want to talk about that? Teach that? I have no idea what you're talking about. I believe that you have to take action. You know, when The Secret came out 7-8 years ago, it went bonkers. I mean, it was on Oprah. The book was going crazy. The DVD, $35 on the internet. People, I mean, they couldn't even print enough copies. I mean, people were going crazy with this law of attraction. All of the people that were in The Secret, you know, spun it off and did their own events and, you know, their own stuff on the internet. Great. Here's the problem, though. The way The Secret was positioned was, I watched it. Okay, so this is The Secret according to Sam Crowley. You sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture, you dream about getting a bicycle, and it happens, okay? The universe conspires to make it happen, okay? Now, the one thing, and here's what's so funny, because everybody, it appeared to be, again, The Secret, according to Sam Crowley, everybody, once The Secret went south, you know, James Ray had the sweat lodge, and he went to jail, and all this other people are like, well, this is stupid, because you can't just think, you have to do what? You've got to take some sort of action towards it. And then everybody was like, well, you know, I didn't really believe in The Secret because one guy was actually promoting on a product launch that this is the reason why I wasn't in The Secret. You know, all of a sudden it went from the greatest thing in the world to it was cool not being a part of it. And I just kind of sat on the sidelines. I was watching all this happen. And here's my thought on it. I actually believe in the law of attraction. Now, I'm not an expert on it, but here's the law of attraction according to Sam Crowley. The law of attraction is if you're a mopey, dopey, miserable, woe is me, negative individual, you are absolutely positively going to attract all of that into your life. It just, but that's common sense. I don't know if that's a law. It just seems to be common sense. When you're, think about individuals that you know. You know, I think of men and women I used to work with. They walked into a room, it lit up. They had a great smile. They had dimples. They were always happy. It was just like something silly out of a comic book. You know, there's Happy Mary or there's Happy Joe. You know, it's just they walk in and, I mean, the room lights up. people just gravitate towards them. And you know what? They never had a bad day. Now, maybe they went home and drank a bottle of Jack and thought how bad life was and they were depressed. I don't know. But let me tell you something. When they were out and they were on stage, it seemed to be, they walked into a room, they lit up. And then you got, you know, Wozni Wawa, the old like Charlie Brown character with a cloud over their head. They walk into the room and you're like, oh, God, here we go, you know. And the energy level goes way down. So I believe in the law of attraction in the sense that you're going to attract more of what you are. You're going to attract more of what you think about. You're going to ultimately attract also when you combine action with your thoughts, everything that you've ever wanted. If you want a miserable life, I mean, I know a lady who's divorced. And let me tell you something, divorce sucks. I've never been divorced. I'm the child of a divorce, the youngest of eight kids. My mom raised us all by herself. Nobody wins in a divorce. I don't give a crap what you think, okay? That's, again, the world according to Sam Crowley. It sucks, okay, being raised in a single-parent family. This lady has been a victim now for 6 years in her mind. Still hates her husband's guts. I mean, holds such vitriol, such anger, such hatred about this individual that she can't move on. Now she's got to move out of her house because finally it's time. I mean, I think the husband's been paying the alimony, the child support, the house payments, but now, and these things drag on, and I'm not even taking sides. All I'm saying is I'm comparing her to another lady I know who got divorced right around the same time, and I'm not saying life is grand for her. But I'm saying she is somebody, when she walks into a room, you wouldn't even know she's having any problems. Now, maybe she's able to mask those problems. And don't send me emails that I'm judging people going through a divorce. I'm giving an example of two separate scenarios. The one lady is still miserable, hates her husband. Honestly, I think she would shoot the guy if she ever saw him. I mean, they got split custody of the child. This was 6 years ago, okay, 2008. Around the exact same time, I know another lady who went through a nasty, just as nasty divorce, and after a while, let it go and moved on with her life. Got her own condo, then moved into a nice little house, got a job with a whole new group of friends, and refused to allow that poison to reside inside of her body. And all of that, right, all of that I'm talking about is the law of attraction. Guess what? The other lady has a great partner now. Not remarried, but at least a great partner. Super guy. Know him as well. Really nice guy. They go to church together. They go to amusement parks together. They go to plays and sporting events. Time of their life. Moved on. Guess what? Other lady hasn't dated in 6 years. Just can't get past it. Just now, why would you let that eat you up inside? You know, my mom, as I look back, didn't really date. I mean, she hated my dad. I hated my dad. And I don't know what impact that had on that, you know, dating, relationships, and things like that. I don't recall ever a man coming to the house, maybe a couple of times when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. Never, you know, throughout my junior high years, my high school years, my mom hated my dad. And then the alcohol kicked in. It's just a little bit more miserable. Now, I love my mom. She died in 1997. You know that if you're a regular listener to the show, and it was the worst day of my life. And I still think back of how horrible that was, that news I got when my sister called saying that Mom died sitting on the couch, smoking a cigarette. You know, I hated it, still hate it. It was 17 years ago, and it still feels like it was yesterday. But I think my mom attracted a lot of that stuff into her life, all the negativity, the welfare, everything like that. This lady who went through the divorce, I believe, is attracting, and she can just smile. Just find it inside to smile. Just move on, because, again, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between a real event and a perceived worry, anxiety, anger, all of that stuff. I do believe in the law of attraction in that respect, that you are going to attract what you want into your life. I do. It's happened to me in my life. So here's what I want you to do as we wrap up today's podcast. I want you to jump out of bed tomorrow. Okay? That is the journey of the broke, right? The jump out of bed. But I want you to jump out of bed with a brand new sense of excitement that you really do have the freedom. As Memorial Day kicks in this weekend and we're all out, I mean, it is a great weekend to spend with friends and family and barbecue. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in the Midwest. I'm going to think about the brave men and women who literally laid down their lives just so I could go do this. You know, just some guy that yells into a microphone every day. I get to do this. You get to do whatever it is you want to do. You know, don't mess that up. Don't sabotage your success. If you're going through tough times, let them go. Remember, the windshield is way bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason, because you're looking ahead. Nobody trips on what was behind them, okay? You might trip up on what's in front of you, but not what's behind you. Don't let that hold you back. And the beauty of tripping on something that's in front of you means you're moving forward. Get up. Jump out of bed tomorrow with some excitement. Say, damn it, I'm free. I can do whatever it is I want to do. It may not have the reality, you know, if you want 10 grand a month, 5 grand a month, a great relationship, whatever you want, it's not going to happen that day. But let me tell you something. When you start pushing yourself forward in that direction, it will. It will happen. I promise you. And you'll start attracting those people into your life. You'll start attracting the finances into your life. Not because there's some secret woo-woo thing going on behind the scenes, but because you're moving forward towards that dream. It's going to happen for you. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening to this show. And hey, what do you want to hear on the show? We'll get the feedback. We'll mention you on the podcast, the world famous Everyday Saturday podcast. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.